Good morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Buying a home can seem like an impossible goal, especially if you have a low credit score or little savings. One organization is trying to bring that goal within reach with an unorthodox approach to lending. Bruce Marks is CEO of the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America, known as NACA. It's a nonprofit that guides potential homebuyers through the process of applying for a mortgage. NACA's holding a home ownership event through Monday evening at the Radisson Hotel in Baltimore's Inner Harbor. Bruce Marks, welcome to On the Record.
Sheila, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Why is affordable housing your mission?
Oh, because it's about economic justice. And when you talk about economic justice and building wealth, the best way to do that is through affordable home ownership. That's what it's about. I started NACA 35 years ago, fighting for economic justice and focusing on home ownership.
I remember those days when everyone thought home ownership was the best way, and then the housing crisis happened, and it doesn't seem quite so clear to people anymore.
Working people want to be homeowners. It's the dream. But we make the dream a reality, because the mortgage crisis was a homeownership deception scheme. People had a payment that they could afford, then those payments doubled and tripled, and they lost their homes. That was not about homeownership. What NACA does is about homeownership. So we have one mortgage product. People can purchase with no down payment, no closing costs, no fees at a below market fixed rate. We have $15 billion of that one mortgage product. And remember, what the VA, no down payment, built the white suburbs after World War II, because if one was minority, you couldn't get that mortgage and you couldn't purchase in those areas. So we are saying, let's take that same wealth-building economic justice model of affordable home ownership and let's do it on scale, particularly to low and moderate income and minority home buyers who've been locked out of affordable home ownership.
Let's zero in on some of what you said about the mortgages that NACA offers, which you call the best mortgage in America. No down payment, no closing costs, a below market interest rate. Aren't these the same tactics that led to the housing crisis in 2008?
So factually, it's the best mortgage in America, because we are regulated, and the regulator said, they look at our material, and they reviewed it and said, yes, you can say it's the best mortgage in America. But look, we've been doing this for over 20 years. Well, we have a foreclosure rate over those 20 years that is 0.00012, 1 basis point. I mean, that's incredible. So that shows that when you lend to working people, people who have been locked out of affordable home ownership, full documentation, remember. So we verify income, we verify funds, we do comprehensive counseling, and you have a payment that is affordable, that is fixed, 30-year fixed or 15-year fixed, people make their mortgage payments. So we have demonstrated that if you do lending the right way, that people will make their payments and they have the best track record. And we have, you know, as I said, $15 billion of this mortgage and $10 billion from Bank of America.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that. What kind of interest rates are you talking about on the mortgages that you'll be, that you're talking to people about in Baltimore this weekend?
Sure.
What kind of interest rates?
So everybody gets the same rate. So we were written up by Forbes magazine that says that if you go through NACA, the only provider out there where everybody gets the same rate on that day. So for example, today, if you go through NACA, you'll get on a 30-year mortgage, the interest rate would be 3.5%. On a 15-year mortgage, you'll be 2.875%, and everybody gets it. But if one wants to be a homeowner, and you go to any bank, and you say, what's your 30-year rate? Go to Wells, Citi, Chase, any of the lenders, they'll say it to you, I can't tell you. Put in the information into our system. Tell us where you want to buy, all that, and our algorithm will spit out what is the interest rate. Well, you ask them, well, what is your algorithm? Show us how you're making that determination. Say, we can't do that. It is proprietary. So that means that we don't know whether, because someone is minority or lower income or where they're purchasing, whether those algorithms are biased. The one exception is NACA. You go to NACA, everybody gets the same deal, and we don't look at someone's credit score. because we look at payments that that borrower controls. For example, someone might have a low credit score because they had to go to the emergency room and they couldn't afford the payments. That's not a reflection of whether they're ready for home ownership. That just says we have an unaffordable, dysfunctional healthcare system in America. So you look at payments over the last 12 to 24 months, particularly rental payments, to determine whether that borrower is ready for home ownership. And then to determine an affordable payment, you say, what are you paying in rent? And what can you save every month if you want a payment greater than your rent?
You said the money for these mortgages is coming from Bank of America.
A good portion of it, yes.
$10 billion.
Yes.
Why is Bank of America making loans that many other lenders wouldn't even touch?
Because it makes business sense. Because now you have working people who are getting a mortgage that is performing better than any other mortgage in the industry. And, you know, and people are in, are good clients. They're good customers. So they probably want to do other business with Bank of America because they got such a great deal. And we're doing all the work up front. Remember, we're doing the counseling. NACA is the largest HUD-certified counselor in the country. There are 1,700 counseling agencies. We do 30% of the counseling in the country. So we pre-approve people before they even look for a house.
That is Bruce Marks, CEO of the nonprofit Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America, NACA. Here on The Record on WYPR, I'm Sheila Cast. NACA is holding an event for prospective homebuyers this weekend in Baltimore. And I want to pull somebody else into the conversation, Robin Wright, who is a homeowner in Bolton Hill. Welcome to the show, Robin.
Oh, thank you, Sheila. Thank you for having me on your show.
So you are a NACA homeowner. That's how you got to be a homeowner?
Yes, it is, through the NACA program.
Before you connected with NACA, had you tried to buy a home already?
No, like most people, I had the usual concerns. How complicated is it? Where do I go? Who do I speak to? And I really wasn't getting the answers that made me feel comfortable about buying a home. Once I walked into the workshop program for the very first time, the counselors went about making sure I knew the answer to every question. They knew I had every paperwork that I needed. They let me know that I'm on the right path towards home ownership. And what was a fantasy became a dream, and a dream became reality.
So when did you walk into that workshop?
That was in 2012 in Baltimore.
Tell me more about this counseling. It sounds like for you it was more grilling them than they sort of doing character building on you.
Oh, no. If anything, they hold your hand. That's the best way to describe it. They say, okay, you've taken the first step. You walked in the door and you said, I want to buy a home. And that first step is usually the hardest. NACA is able to say, here's what you need. I'd like these documents from you. We want to make sure that your funds are where they are. This is why Bruce can say that we are good clients for mortgages, because they've already checked us and double-checked and triple-checked.
And this counseling goes on for a long time? It's one session? What is it?
The counseling goes on as long as you need it. So each individual decides or can pretty much determine how long they are in counseling. You speak to a counselor for about 1 or 2 hours every month. You usually don't need any more than that. And you work towards the necessary paperwork, the necessary program, the necessary information. And once they see that you have followed the plan and you have saved the money and you're ready to go, then they offer you the letter saying, this is how much you can buy. Go get yourself a realtor and go get a home.
Robin, when did you buy a home?
I closed on my home in 2014, in September 2014.
And this is a townhome, a freestanding home? What do you own?
I own a historic townhome in Bolton Hill. So it's a beautiful building. It is a multi-unit. So I have tenants on the first floor and the third floor. So through NACA, not only am I a homeowner, but I can now build wealth because my tenants pay my mortgage.
You are a landlady.
Yes, I am.
Bruce Mark, what happens if a homeowner faces a financial hardship, a job loss, medical emergency, that puts them at risk of falling behind on the mortgage?
Sure. So we do the whole process. We, you know, from the very beginning, we do the comprehensive counseling, to helping people find the home, to doing the mortgage application, and then the post-purchase. So we provide post-purchase assistance, that counseling as well. So because obviously things happen. So, you know, we have our counselors there who will help people through that process. And we have a fund that is available where fellow homeowners can provide a homeowner who is late on their mortgage payment at risk of losing their homes up to 3 months of mortgage payments. And that's through a peer lending committee of fellow homeowners.
So do homeowners who go through your process have to contribute to a fund?
No. Actually, that comes from NACA. But they have access to that money because we want to make sure that the NACA standard is not just the best mortgage in America, but the best performance in America on their mortgages. And so you have a peer lending committee that has access to those monies to provide that assistance if, you know, unforeseen circumstances happen.
At your event that's going on now in Baltimore this weekend, is there anything you can do for people who are homeowners but have a bad mortgage that they're at risk of falling behind? Oh,
absolutely. NACA is also well known for its Save the Dream events. I mean, we did a number in Baltimore. We did around the country where we would have lenders, servicers on site with our counselors, and we would be modifying mortgages the same day by us reducing the interest rate to as low as 2% and reducing the outstanding principal. We helped modify over 250,000 homeowners on site. So you can come to a NACA Achieve the Dream event, which is for
new home
buyers, but we also have staff there that can help someone who has an unaffordable mortgage stay in their home.
I'm sure listeners can hear the energy in your voice. They probably won't be surprised to know that you have protested at bank shareholder meetings and congressional hearings. You've called yourself a banking terrorist. But if Bank of America is providing $10 billion in mortgages to your clients, aren't you actually part of the system you've protested?
We wear that as a badge of honor, nonviolent bank terrorism. That means that we go to the CEO's homes and we hold them personally accountable. Yes, we buy shares in all the banks so we can take over their annual meetings. We do that. But remember, NACA has 2.7 million members. So that means, and who are our members? Our members are the people that take care of these rich CEOs. So that's why, because we have a standard that we used to have in America. It's called personal accountability. Well, that personal accountability, which they love to put on working people, well, we need to hold the rich, the wealthy, the well-connected, hold those decision makers personally accountable as well. And what is wrong when on a Sunday morning, you go to these CEOs, these executives' homes in their gated communities, of which we have no problem getting through because the security guard are members or wannabe, go up to knock on their door and say, we want you to meet with the homeowners who you're stopping, who you're foreclosing on. We want you to meet with working people who deserve the right to be a homeowner like you are in your 6 or 10 homes that you own around this country, around the world. That's called personal accountability, and that has to be, you have to look people in the eyes and you have to tell them why you're making these decisions that have such a devastating impact on their lives.
Robin Wright, I'll give you the last word. What would you tell someone who's listening to this and is in that state you described of like to be a homeowner, but it just seems way too hard, not something I can really do? What would you tell them?
The best thing to tell them is to take that one first step. Go to a NACA meeting. Go to this event and allow us, allow NACA counselors, allow Bruce to show you how you have taken that step towards home ownership and the rest, you're not doing it alone. It is just that easy. You have to put the work in. You have to commit. You have to decide, I want to do this, but you're no longer doing it alone, and it becomes so much easier.
Thank you both.
It's great to be here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sheila.
Robin Wright is a homeowner in Bolton Hill who found her mortgage through NACA. Bruce Marks is CEO of the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America. For more information about NACA's event for current and prospective home buyers, which runs through Monday evening at the Radisson Hotel in Baltimore's Inner Harbor, there's a link at the On the Record page at WIPR.org. Quick break now on the record. I'm Sheila Casper, and we're back. A Stoop Story.
This is the On the Record podcast, a service of Your Public Radio, member-supported 88.1 WYPR. You can support this podcast and everything you hear from WYPR. Become a member. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link.